I think it's a welcome development in the sense that if you want to conduct an election that is credible, I think doing it under the chairmanship of the current leadership of INEC would send the wrong signal. And let's not forget that the chairman is due to end his term, and there has been this suspicion that he will be returned. But I think with total disapproval by all. So it's a good thing. It sends a signal that they want to start on a clean slate and that they would bring some more credible persons to conduct the election.
Do you think this is something that the opposition parties will welcome?
I don't think it's only the opposition. I think all well-meaning Nigerians and I think international observers of the process that we've gone through in 2007 will welcome such development, and not the opposition only, including, I believe, the ruling party, which would want to have an election that, on the face of it, looks credible, conducted.
Does it indicate the acting president, Goodluck Jonathan, might want to run in the coming election?
There is nothing indicate that the action he has taken, which I think is not out of the ordinary, would suggest that he wants to participate in the process. Of course, it doesn't to suggest otherwise. I think the chairmanship of Professor Yu has been loudly condemned and I think disapproved, and that there is sufficient apprehension that we would not have an election that is openly and transparently credible under his chairmanship. Of course, we shouldn't lose sight of one fact. One tree does not make a forest. It's not enough that you remove him if you bring other people who are not credible.
Professor, as you know, there are many elections that are to take place in Africa this year and next year. In many countries, the opposition has always asked for truly independent electoral commission. Do you think this action by the Nigerian acting president sends some kind of a message throughout Africa?
You see, conditions differ from one country to another. In Ghana, they have had an electoral commission that has been chaired by a person for over 10 years, and we all would acclaim that he did a good job, or the commission did a good job there. So removing him prematurely would not be something that we will welcome. But I think in our own situation, the president's men and himself, acting president's men and himself, have said that they would want to credible election conducted come 2011. Viewing it from my own vantage point and judging it from the condition in Nigeria, it is a good thing that has happened. How it will reverberate in the rest of Africa, I don't know.
So in the elections for next year, 2011, this step taken by the acting president to ask Iwu to step down, this you think is going to mean well for the coming 2011 elections?
I think it's a signal which should be followed by some more concrete action. But as a signal, it sends the message that, generally across the board, the institution that has conducted election the last few years didn't do a good job, and the Nigerians want a credible process to take place, and that hopefully they will be in a position to get Nigerians who would be on the commission and who would conduct an election that would be miles apart, a lot better than what has happened in the last few years. Now, I'd like to underscore the point that you still have political actors, you still have other institutions within the country that could help make the process more credible and the process fairer.
Yes, as you said, because Iwu, as chairman of the election commission, cannot do it alone. You have also the courts of Nigeria, the legal system of Nigeria has its role to play.
That is true, but I think the courts haven't done badly in certain areas. They need to improve in several other areas. And I think the extent that perverse election results are thrown at people by a body that is supposed to be openly and unquestionably and not partisan, if there is some hope that we will do away with that and that some other machinery and personality put in place that will do a better job.
Professor, what do you make of the divisions that have been happening now within the ruling PDP?
I don't know enough about what is happening internally within the party, other than the reports in the press. I think if there are divisions as to how the party should organize itself, and they are about internal democracy, and they are about it some rules that the party has put forward. That should not be a bad thing. I don't expect that they will all talk the same language and behave the same way. There should be some measure of dissent within the party.